Now, some 9 months into the designation of Saad al-Hariri as Lebanon's prime minister, political leaders in the country have now reached a deal to finally form a new unity government. For more details on the story, we're now joined by our correspondent in Beirut, Mariam Saleh. Hello, Mariam. What can you tell us?
Well, this has been long awaited. You said 9 months, yes, of course, but it was a surprise since after the parliamentary elections in 9 months ago, people were ready and they had high hopes that we would see a quick formation of a government, unlike in the past eras where we always had differences. Unfortunately, this did not happen. However, people still have hope because it is the only thing that they can hope for, is that this cabinet can work together to change the economic reality and the social and the environmental reality. We have some really pressing issues here in Lebanon that really need a solution. These issues should not have anything to do with any sort of political problems or differences that all the factions have. And therefore, we have heard, I think, a unified language from all sides, from Hezbollah, from Future Movement, Free Patriotic Movement, even those who are rivals to Hezbollah, like the Lebanese Forces Party, led by Samer Jaja and the Kitab and other groups, saying that it is high time for everyone to fight corruption. Now, everyone fears that perhaps the groups who want to fight corruption will see corruption, but won't be able to know who is behind it, and will be very difficult to fight it, because corruption is done within the system. And this is something that all, I think, politicians will be fighting for, especially this cabinet, in accordance with the work of the parliament, which is also something that that should be new. We should see really strict laws when it comes to issues of corruption. And we should also see laws pertaining to how the environment is, the environment ministry specifically, how it is managed and how these things are set up and changed in a country, in a small country like Lebanon, where previous wars and disagreements have always led it into a stalemate and have not allowed it to reach any sort of a solution and, if we may say, social and economic stability.
And joining us now out of New York is Mr. Nasir al-Omari, writer and political commentator. Hello, Dr. Omari. It's a pleasure to have you on the program, sir. Dr. Omari, I mean, it took 9 years to finally get parliamentary elections in Lebanon. Now it took 9 months just to develop this, get this government established. Meanwhile, the country is devastated in debt, and the economy, I mean, we're seeing strikes near almost weekly. We have, unions and government employees. They want a government established. They need a budget established. Why did it take so long? And not to mention, the government, once it does establish this government, which it just did, it's going to receive over $10 billion in soft loans to try to help bail it out. So it's a very pressing issue. So why did something so critical take so long?
Well, welcome to Lebanon. This is a country where forming a government was once considered a great success. This is a country that went to war, as we all know, and sitting together and forming a government at some point was a great success. I believe this time around things are a little different. I hope and believe that everybody has learned that unless the politicians take a serious look at what's happening in Lebanon, these are serious problems. International lending institutions are now hesitant to lend Lebanon any funding for their development, and this is a country that sits in a very, very dangerous neighborhood. There are changes around, positive changes, some of them. Situation in Syria is winding down. So I think this time around, there are some changes. The situation with Iran is a little different at this point. The Saudi Arabia is in a different position. So I don't think that there is a lot of interest, external interest, to make Lebanon, to destabilize Lebanon by regional players. I think everybody looks to stabilize Lebanon at this point, because Syria is winding down, And the challenges are a little more manageable, I believe, at this juncture.
So Doctor, what does the new Lebanese government, what's the challenge that it has ahead now to establish, you know, stability in within the country and to streamline the government itself so it works for the Lebanese people?
Well, first of all, they really need to regain the trust of the international community. There was a point during the Syrian civil war that people thought Lebanon was going to get dragged into that war, and Lebanon was attacked by terrorists on several occasions. Now things in Syria are calming down a little bit. So I believe that the government has to restore that sense of stability. The world needs to see that Lebanon is stable. The statements by Mr. al-Hariri and all other parties involved, you know, emphasize that this is a new phase and they need to work together. They emphasize collaboration. I believe they happen to be genuine because the Lebanese people have demonstrated over the last few years, and they have complained that the sectarianism and warlords and all this, you know, all the politics has prevented the Lebanese people from, you know, having their garbage collected on a daily basis. So I believe everybody feels it now, and everybody has incentive to make the government work. So let's hope, but this is Lebanon, and it really reflects the changes and the instability that exists in the region. But let's hope for the sake of the Lebanese people that they have, you know, a little bit of stability to restore some trust, you know, in their economy.
Thank you for joining us. We're out of time, Doctor. That was Dr. Nasir Omari joining us out of New York, writer and political commentator. And earlier, we're joined by our own Press TV's Maddie M. Saleh out of Beirut. And that's a wrap, everyone, for your news review. Thank you for joining us, and bye-bye for now.